You're listening to SBS News.
Greyhound rescuer Lorraine Ramsay remembers clearly the moment she heard greyhound racing was to be consigned to the pages of history.
I was absolutely elated. I was at work and a friend phoned me who has greyhounds, pet greyhounds, said, guess what? And, you know, I think I just about screamed on the spot with joy.
5 years ago, the ABC's Four Corners program exposed systemic animal cruelty and live baiting in the industry. A year later, a report by former Justice Michael McHugh found that between 48,000 and 68,000 greyhounds had been killed in the preceding 12 years. Then New South Wales Premier Mike Baird announced he was shutting down the greyhound racing industry, only to reverse that decision a few months later, offering the industry a last chance. Ms. Ramsay remembers that moment clearly too.
Blew me away. Yeah, awful. Yeah, I had a bit of trouble coming to terms with that. I just thought, how could something so convincing as to what the McHugh report said, there was so much proof of the cruelty and, you know, even the gambling side of it. I just couldn't believe that it could be overturned, but there were greater pressures, weren't there?
Lorraine Ramsay has saved the lives of more than 600 greyhounds in the past 8 years, all of them no longer wanted by their trainers and owners. She usually has between 30 and 40 greyhounds in her care, in varying states of readiness for pet life. Ms. Ramsay says she feels keenly the responsibility of ensuring they all find a safe home.
It's a lot of pressure, and to know that they can never all be rehomed just makes it even worse. Because there just aren't enough homes for the excess greyhounds that are bred. There never will be at the rate that they're being bred.
The Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission's own annual report says more than 3,700 greyhound pups were whelped in 2018-19 with an average litter size of nearly 7 pups. Greyhound Racing New South Wales' annual report for 2019 says the Greyhounds as Pets program helped rehome 729 greyhounds in the same period of time. In 2018, the Greyhound Welfare and Integrity Commission was formed to clean up the greyhound racing industry and try and repair its shattered reputation. The Commission's CEO, Judith Lind, says it is committed to rehoming every dog bred for the industry.
That's absolutely the welfare outcome that the industry needs and has to achieve, and it's well understood.
Ms. Lind also says the Commission is encouraging trainers to help as many pups as possible make it to the track.
The more numbers of puppies that actually make successful races then again puts downward pressure on breeding numbers, and it puts downward pressure on the rehoming supply chain.
Some welfare groups believe the Commission is ineffective as it can't track greyhounds once they leave the industry. Dennis Anderson from the Coalition for the Protection of Greyhounds says despite the passage of time, nothing's changed.
By a process of smoke and mirrors, the government has tried to convince the public that there's been change, but in reality there hasn't.
With greyhound racing apparently here to stay, at least in the short term, focus has shifted to improving safety. In 2018, Sydney's University of Technology released a report looking at improving track safety. It recommended, in part, reducing the number of dogs in each race, moving the lure to the centre of the track from the inside rail, and redesigning tracks so they run in a straight line. None of these recommendations has yet been implemented. As for Ms. Ramsay, she would one day like to retire from rescuing greyhounds.
Ideally, I'd like to retire from rescuing and just spend the time with my own greyhounds because they're all getting older. I've got an 11-year-old, two 10-year-olds, an 8-year-old, you know, and I'm getting older. So ideally, I would like to retire from it and have a bit more fun with my own greys.
Matt Kennellan, SBS News.